Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. To take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. One of those features, by the way, is our news updates. You can get signed up, and you'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get emailed updates. It's the best way to follow everything. Of course, there's also Twitter and Facebook, two alternative options for you, and they're all free at news.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to the email from the communist-sounding young lady here in a little bit. But first, we go to the phones and the fun. Tim is in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Tim, going great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just got to let you know. Let me give you a quick background on me so that you know where I'm coming from.
All right.
I grew up here, went to school here, did some college studies here, and Keene, New Hampshire.
Keene, okay.
Keene has been home to me forever. When you grow up out in the brush, which is like a half an hour away from here, and you're in the middle of Peterborough and Keene, Keene had much more to offer. So Keene has always been developmental to me. Mm-hmm. And never before have I seen such disgrace to the city of Keene, as I've seen in the last 2.5 to 3 years, people such as yourselves posing as morons with placards in the center of our common. There's right in the center of our city. This isn't. I don't want to see it. Go home.
Take all your friends with you. Tim, where are you going?
Hold on a minute. I'm not done yet.
Well, it's a conversation. Tim, wait.
Everyone you want
Tim,
to bust in.
Tim. It's a conversation. It isn't an opportunity to stand up on a soapbox. So I want to have a conversation with you. So first off, when you say you people, we need to be clear. You've never seen me downtown with a placard. All right.
I don't even know what you. You have no idea what I look like. I don't know what you look like. You could be there.
But okay. So now I'm a liar. I'm telling you, dude. You haven't seen me downtown with a placard.
Well, who are your friends who are? Who are down there.
Now it's my friends.
Doing
see,
stuff.
You're doing this groupthink, Tim. And I could say, you people who are natives of Keene suck. You haven't been very welcoming. I mean, I could say this, but it's not true. Some people have, some people haven't. So you don't know who the Free Staters are. Do you understand that? There are dozens and dozens of people who have moved here for the Free State Project. You see some of them downtown
exactly.
Who are habitual. What's that?
Exactly.
Right, so
that's what I'm getting at.
Right, I just want to make it clear.
I listened to a program just a short time ago, the week before last, and this individual indicated, and I thought, I mean, some of you sound alike on the radio.
Yeah.
He indicated that, oh, New Hampshire is a state to come to. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's, you know, well, we don't have to break the laws, but we don't need laws. And it's like, wait a minute, what? Why are you coming to Keene? Why are you coming to New Hampshire? Why are you coming to Keene? And I know that there's probably, we're a small region of 23,500 people without the college kids. Why do you have to come and mess with us?
Nobody's messing with you, Tim.
Tim, it's the way that the system's created is that we as Americans can move around wherever we want as long as we stay within the states. We, the people of the Free State Project, have decided that we're sick and tired of the government the way it is, and we have decided that we are going to move to one place in order to affect change in whatever way it is that each individual wants to go about doing.
Right. I don't agree on that.
I would like to point out, Tim, that your governor of your state welcomed the Free State Project to the state. He said, welcome. Do you understand that?
Lynch can go to hell.
It wasn't Lynch. It was actually Benson. This was prior to that. But do you understand how... But you're saying we in Keene say go home. But it's not we in Keene. It's like you in Keene that say go home.
Some of you, not everybody.
Actually, I talk to a lot of people every day.
Sure you do.
Me too.
And I can tell you, the majority of the citizens of Keene, New Hampshire, would like you not to do anything... like smoke pot or drink beers at that these...
Tim, now let me see if I can clarify here, because, I mean, Mark is saying he wasn't there, but I've been there, and I've done those things. Let me see if I can clarify with you. Now, is it... You mentioned the placards. Do the anti-war protesters that are there every Saturday morning offend you?
They can go home as well.
I see. So you just don't like...
placards?
You just don't like
people that protest?
Yeah.
Are they just annoying?
I like a consistency. I don't want...
Well, they're consistent. They're there every Saturday morning doing an anti-war protest.
Yeah, they've been there since we were born, Tim.
I thought this was a conversation.
Right. You said you like consistency.
I don't want to see anything in the common but flowers and people hanging out with their children.
Oh.
That's what I want to see.
Here's the problem.
If you folks are there during the pumpkin festivals, I mean, and the other gatherings that we have, that would just be not
I agree, Tim. It is inappropriate to be there during Pumpkin Festival, and there's been a great deal of argument over that within people who are, you know, of the Free State Project and things like that. I agree.
So Tim, the problem with what you're saying here is that's public property, and what you're indicating is what is called the tragedy of the commons. Are you familiar with that?
No, it's beyond public property. That is pristine property in the
center of
New Hampshire.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful.
That's what it is. It's pristine.
Sure. Yeah, it's absolutely.
Pristine actually means untouched.
It should be untouchable.
But untouched,
nobody should be there.
If it was actually pristine, it'd be full of weeds and trees.
Honk! If you offend the war, I mean, come on, give me a break. This is the center of Keene. This is where I was raised.
But it's the most
visible. Would you want me to? And I know you don't live in Keene. Would you want me to come to your hometown of what, Pittsfield, New Hampshire?
No, I
live in
Keene.
Common. Let me just say, for example, you might have a little common of. There's a Central Park. I'll come to your park and I'll just put up a whole bunch of stakes saying honk if you love Jesus today.
You can put up whatever you want, dude. I support free
speech.
Public
property. I don't think
you would if I did it in your hometown.
No, I don't care, man. I've done protests in my
care.
Hometown.
You do care, but you're not going to admit it. That's the way it is.
No, you're accusing me of being a liar.
You can sit in your ass in the studio and spit out what you want on a radio. But no, but when it comes head-to-head, no, you are not.
Tim.
No, it does offend
Tim.
You if somebody does something
no.
that's close
no,
to
Tim.
Heart.
Right,
you,
look, Tim, I have no right not to be Tim.
That.
Tim,
you
I have no right... All right, now we're going to have a conversation, Tim. So I have no right to not be offended. If I'm offended,
I'm offended by signs. I'll tell you, there's signs that offend me. I absolutely true. However,
the political signs offend
me. Right. I see Catherine Sweat signs, and I'm like, these stinking communists.
No, you guys are way. You know why you're way off? Let me tell you why you're way off. Because you're a couple of pups. You're way the
pups,
fuck off.
Couple
I mean,
of pups.
I'm sorry. You're way the heck off.
Are you older than me, Tim?
Way over.
What year were you born?
This is why you're off.
What year were you born?
Because you haven't been around, and I realize.
Tim, you just made an accusation, and I'd like to this argumentum ad antiquam or whatever that the idea that actually that doesn't make sense. The idea that you're older, so what you have to say is more valid. How old are you?
I've been around 48.
You're 48. I'm 40. So the things that I have to say don't matter.
Are you pushing the draft? No.
And what?
The guy, the 26-year-old that was on the radio a short time ago, not today, 2 weeks ago, he was a free stater. He was down, I mean, really, really downgrading the thought of reestablishing a draft because he would fall in. Actually, you would as well.
I wouldn't
go,
Tim.
Would fall,
hey, Tim, I'm not going to go to your stinking draft, Tim. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I guess you're not. What do you want to be? I guess you're not an American. Why don't you just move out of the country? I have an idea.
America's about freedom, Tim. You're going to force people to serve? You're going to conscript people? And you're talking about you're not an American?
I'm sorry. I think that it's a right.
What's
and
a right?
What's a right?
Feel,
a right to say no,
right
thank you? Yes, I agree that that's a right. No, right. Serving your country may be a right, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it.
Yeah, I think it's serving politicians, Tim, not serving the country.
Going and doing what old men tell you what to do.
Yeah, and the issue that I have here, the issue that is now constricting my brain is, are you guys, are you so far left that you can't come back?
That's an interesting question. I'll tell you what, you've got a lot to say. We'll hang on to Tim here in a moment. If you want to stick around, Tim, we're going to bring you back, okay? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tim's confused, he's angry, he's upset. More coming up with Tim and your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But when we ask you questions and things like that, we want to talk to you, right? So you don't just, you get to take control in that you bring up whatever you want, but we talk about those things that you bring up. Right?
Sure. Tim, who just called in,
yeah.
He didn't get screened out. I can tell you on many major shows that you would not get the opportunity to just call in and vent about whatever you want to vent about. We weren't talking about activism in Central Square. He calls in about activism in Central Square. He's on Bimya within 5 minutes talking about what he wants to talk about.
It was a little longer than 5 minutes, but nonetheless,
okay.
I wanted to get through a lot of what Julia had to say in her her email there, which there's a little bit more to that, by the way, and we need to get back to it.
But we're talking about Tim right now.
But Tim had something that he brought up, and we invited him to stick around. We invited him to hang on because, you know, we don't want to make it seem like he's getting an unfair shake. He had a lot he wanted to say, and I think that a lot of things he's saying, a lot of people are feeling and thinking, and they deserve to be addressed. So, by the way, tonight it's Ian here.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there at freetalklive.com. You'll find that they're all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away. freetalklive.com. A major feature on the site allows the listeners to create the content. You find something you think is pretty great, you submit it to the site, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page of the site. Meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. freetalklive.com.
A little earlier in the show, we were talking about why the fiat money system disincentivizes people to put money away and invest money and to store wealth. One way that you can sort of get around that is using gold or silver as a hedge against inflation. And if you're one of those people who isn't so great at putting money away, you haven't been saving money, I have a system here, and I'm going to give you a telephone number to enable you to do this. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, look at the coins that we have there. I have selected coins that are intended not to be sort of collector coins, but coins that'll get gold and silver into your hands. We teamed up with Midas Resources, our syndicate, in order to bring these to you. And if what you should do is give this number a call. It's 877-857-9938. I'll give it to you again right here at the end. But tell them that you want to put 20 coins on layaway. Pick silver, pick gold, whatever's right for you. Silver likely, but it could be some gold coins if you're going to put some quite a bit away. And then on a weekly basis or biweekly, when you get your paycheck, you can put the money towards that, put a certain amount of money towards that. And then when you've paid off all 20 coins, then you'll get them sent to you. Is all you have to do is call this number, 877-857-9938, and ask for the layaway plan. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, Tim dropped off the line, and since we did invite
him, it is a shame.
Yeah, since we did invite him to stay, normally it's one call per night, but since we invited him to stay on, he's certainly welcome to call back. Maybe there was a cell phone issue or something like that. But I wanted to make sure we addressed his last question as we were going out to break. He said something along the lines of, aren't you guys just so far left?
That you can't come back or something like that.
Something like that. And Sean, you'd wanted to address that.
Well, I just wanted to point out that everyone in this studio is a former Republican who has since come to the ideas of liberty.
I am a Republican. I believe that the Republican Party is most ripe for the ideas of liberty.
I am not a Republican, and I want nothing to do with it.
Well, it's just a political party, right? There's two of them, mm-hmm. essentially. And
I'm neither.
You can do what you want.
Yeah,
I mean,
I will.
It doesn't really matter. I just think that mostly, and I certainly don't vote entirely down the line Republican. I'm not one of those kind of Republicans. But if I've got to pick one or the other, I'd be lying to people if I told them I was something other than that.
So are we so far left? This is a common misconception. Some people believe we're so far right. Some people believe we're so far left. And neither is really true, but both are true in that, like, for instance, I believe in ending the war on drugs. That would typically be seen as a far left thing.
I believe ending all the wars that we're in.
Right?
I believe that the draft is
absolutely
immoral slavery.
Yes.
That sounds like these are all sound like pretty lefty positions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If Tim thinks that we sound too lefty for him, I believe that there should be no taxes. I think that taxes should be at the very least minimized and perhaps even done away with. I think that it's possible for organizations called governments to operate through fashions that wouldn't necessarily be through taxation. More voluntary fashions, whatever. So doesn't that sound like a right paradigm?
Well, yeah, on the right paradigm, I support full gun rights as well, in that people should be able to own whatever kind of implements that they deem appropriate for themselves.
But if you're a nationalist, which is really what Tim sounded like, if it ain't God, it ain't country. If you don't love God and country, then you're just a lefty. Well, That, you know, I'm not going to go for that. I'm all for your God, you're worshiping your God, but I do believe for most people that their country is their God, that the flag is a religious icon, and they can't separate the two.
I'm on the far right on gun rights. I think we should be able to privately own nuclear weapons.
Well
if you set, if you set them off, you got a real problem, and if you don't store them properly, you've got a real liability issue.
Yeah.
But
I don't see how that would work. I think that's a threat, just the very owner. You cannot defend yourself with a nuclear weapon.
No, you can't, but you can defend others through a contract or something. It's the only way you're going to pay for the upkeep on those things anyway.
I think I agree with Mark on this one. I think that saying something like that is almost like a libertarian macho flash.
Oh, sure, it is.
And it's something that's really going to confuse and upset people. And I think that...
However, the question would be, how do you stop some... In a world where people are free, how do you stop them from owning nuclear weapons? How do you stop people from owning nuclear weapons now?
Well, that's,
I mean,
the
that's
problem.
The big fear, right?
Right. I mean, the nuclear weapons exist, and they exist thanks to governments who have been, really Johnny on the spot at developing the most destructive implements mankind could ever possibly, fathom. And I think that nuclear weapons are a horrible blight against humanity, and anything that we can do to abolish them and get rid of them, I fully support. So would the marketplace somehow figure out a way to stop that from happening? I hope so. I don't know what it would be, though.
I can only see one marketplace used for nuclear weapons, and that really is asteroid mining, and we're just not that far out into space yet.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. So we're not left and we're not right, and this is an understandable confusion that when you hear us talking about one set of issues, you'll think one thing. If you hear us talking about a different set of issues, you'll think another thing. If you're new to the show and you don't really understand the viewpoint of liberty and you're still kind of living in that two paradigm or the left-right paradigm perspective, you have this tendency to want to put someone in on that spectrum, if you will.
But I'd still like to address Tim sort of, I don't want to see no protests in Central Square.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't make any sense, because historically, that's what Central Square is. Central Square is a place for people to go and talk about their opinions, to be politically active.
It's very visible.
He says he's 48, and those war protesters have likely been there since the late 60s. I mean, mostly as long as he can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not entirely, but I mean, those people have been there, and there have been people who've been protesting in that Central Square long, centuries before Tim was ever even thought of. That's what Central Square is about. And Tim, I'd like to point out that this country was founded by protesters. People that said, nope, had enough with this old system, we're going to try something new.
Yep, there's a long history of people protesting and demonstrating about their belief systems.
Conservatives are just people who are stuck in time.
We'll come back with more, or they've got this fantasy about what the way things used to be and how they want to get back to it or something like that. More coming up, and that's not going to happen. It's Free Talk Live.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features there for free. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away. And they include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You get it at jurisdictionary.com. There's a pull-down menu there where you can select Free Talk Live. Please let them know that you got it from Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, that goes with all of our advertisers. In this case, it's jurisdictionary.com.
So we're going to continue here with your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Just wanted to address Tragedy of the Commons real quick, because when I asked Tim, the earlier caller who doesn't like protesters, any sort of protesters, anybody doing a demonstration with a placard of some sort, I mentioned the Tragedy of the Commons, and he kind of moved on beyond it. Never really. I asked him if he knew what it was, and he didn't. I don't think he answered that question. The idea is that on public property, which I don't support the idea of public property, by the way, but the concept exists and it's fairly well ingrained at this point. The idea would be that everybody owns it, and so no one does. So because everybody owns it and no one really owns it, nobody's really in control of it. Obviously, the government people have men with guns who can come around and do things to attempt to control it. But in general, pretty much anything goes as far as people with placards, gatherings on public property. And if somebody like Tim doesn't like people being on public property, well, there's really not much he can do about it beyond advocate for the men with guns to come out and flush them all away when they show up.
That much isn't true. I think Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, had a great letter to the editor here in the Keene Sentinel where he suggested that the town sell Central Square.
Then it wouldn't be public property.
Right. But that you said, what could you do about it? And one thing that Tim could do is advocate that Central Square would be sold to a a trust that would then allow people to opt out of paying for the trust. It would then be optional, and that Central Square would then be supported through a trust rather than by the town.
That'd be great and everything. But come on, let's be real. All right,
it could happen.
No. Let's say it happens. Let's say somebody, a trust or a private individual or whoever, a group of people, buys this central property that Tim is so in love with that he thinks should not be besmirched by the vision of any kind of protests going on. He doesn't care what the protest is about. He just doesn't want to see that. So let's say that that happens. Well, it's still a fairly centralized location, a fairly busy area with various different people downtown for business and other purposes, pleasure and other things like that. There's a good chance people are still going to walk through on this this property not knowing that it's privately owned. And a private owner of a piece of land like that may want to leave it open for public access.
Oh, so
it may
sure
be
they
privately
would.
Owned property, but it may still be accessible by the public, in which case then as long as it's accessible by the public, because it sure would be ugly to put up a big fence around it and have some sort of access card or some ludicrous nonsense to get in there. So then if you're allowing the public on it, then you have to pretty much go on the honor system on them. Doing what they want there or not doing what you don't want them to, or you'll have to pay to have some sort of a guard there at all times in order to make sure that he can shoo the protesters away or whatever it is that
I think that the cops
you don't want.
Could enforce what the trust wanted, in the sense that in the same way that the no loitering and in front of a business gives a standing order to cops, look, I don't want people loitering out in front of my business, you can come and shoo them away anytime you want. They the trust could do the same. And they'd have minimum requirements, and I think that that would be fair. But right now, when you, Ian, have to pay for this the Central Square to be maintained, and Tim does, and everybody in Keene does, then you have a situation where everybody has to pay, but not everybody gets to do what they want, and that's wrong. If you have a situation where people who choose to pay, and people who choose not to pay don't, and then they don't get to do what they want, that's right. It's called property.
Well, the other thing on a trust or something like that is it's going to have some source of income, and that source of income is going to have some response to the rules the trust set. If the trust sets rules that there can't be demonstrations in Central Square and then can't make money in donations or whatever method they come up with to pay for the upkeep of the park, well, they might have to change that rule, or the demonstrators might say, okay, we're going to pay you however much money to be able to protest on this day at this time.
Because this is a great protesting place.
I think it would be interesting to see how that worked out. Obviously, we're all speculating on exactly how things might play out. But in the meantime, between now and somebody privately owning that park, it's public property, and anybody's going to be there to demonstrate anytime they want to, much to Tim's chagrin, to the chagrin of other people. And he was very upset at the idea that activists had chosen chosen New Hampshire, specifically his area of it here in the Keene area, but chosen all of New Hampshire to move to. And, hey, Tim, if that bugs you, there are a lot of other places you could move to with pretty parks and things like that, with more rules and more restrictions, because it's very likely that those activists that you don't like are going to increase in number. And I know that a lot of people.
I found it very interesting that Tim said something like, "Well, screw Lynch," or in this case, it's actually Benson that
welcomed the governor. Welcomed people.
Yeah, the governor welcomed the Free State Project, and he said, "Well, screw them." But then he talked about how great the government was in its ideas of drafting people and things like that. Mm. How can these same politicians, the politician that welcomed the Free State Project, be so mistaken? But the ones that suggest we go around the world killing brown people would in a appears to be a very haphazard fashion if you actually look at the facts instead of just sort of looking through everything through red, white, and blue goggles, then how is it? I mean, how do you reconcile that dumb stuff in your mind?
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Dustin is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin. Dustin, Pennsylvania. Hey there.
Hey, reference the Tim guy and a couple other things. people like him are what I often refer to in my group of friends as a template personality. He's a righteously indignant, and he likes to impart his righteous indignance on other people, even though they tell him that's not what they're really feeling, like he tried to do this to both of you. I mean, if he's really this upset, and I hear him calling all the time, not him, but people like him, or you guys discuss people like him that say, there's all these people in Keene that are upset about the Free Staters being there, about all the civil disobedience, but, you know, where are they? You know, I don't see them out on the street. I don't see them, you know, putting up, you know, polls or going out and voicing their discontent.
No, they
either.
Don't.
I just don't hear of it. I don't see it anywhere. I mean, I don't live up
well,
there.
Well, you don't live here, but yeah, they don't come on. I mean, Tim is a very rare creature in that he actually called up and spoke to us. Usually the most harsh critics hide anonymously behind their computer screens, and they don't give real email addresses.
Yeah, that goes along with what I'm saying. They just make these one-line zingers or two and then walk away. They want to do is sit in their chairs and yell and scream about how things are changing, and they don't want to change. They're old and stubborn or young and stubborn, whatever the case may be.
That's right.
And they don't want to be held accountable because they're so much a part of the collective identity. They don't even understand what personal accountability even is, I don't think. They just make up this we to make them sound more powerful, whereas most of the civil dissidents I've seen in Keene and elsewhere, a lot of them are very individualist. They stand in front of police cars. They face the politicians in their own, you know, battle groups in the courts and all that stuff. You know, people like Tim, they don't do any of that. They complain that you guys are trying to change things. And as far as I could hear, the worst complaint was he didn't want you to mess up his pristine grassland area there.
Don't fall into his trap there. Pristine means like a forest, untouched. Pristine doesn't mean beautiful necessarily.
That's interesting.
Something
that
is beautiful can be something that is pristine can be beautiful, but it doesn't mean the same thing.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
A diamond ring is not pristine. A beautiful forest is.
Right. The park that he's referring to is very touched. There's a lot of volunteers and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's nowhere near pristine.
They take care of it. Thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the bad news for people like Tim is more liberty-loving people are coming here, man. It's Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, it's still the same old Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. It's just that when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So they're rewarding us for sending them the business, basically. If you're going to do the shopping anyway, you might as well enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Ken is in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Ken?
I have two things. I know you guys are talking about the tragedy of commons, and I kind of want to interject something on that, but my major point was about the fiat currencies.
Sure.
So I think there are certain aspects that you can't just do private property with. So something like air or river quality, you can't just say, this is my private property because it currently changes. Or consistently changes.
So, well, you could do it with bodies of water air because it could be polluted, and if someone's polluting it, then you could have some sort of an actionable case against them.
Yeah, but pollution to some level. Some nut could claim that exhaling is
damages.
Yeah, me exhaling carbon dioxide on my property is somehow damaging his property or something like that. But you would if you could prove some kind of damages, I think that's the probably the best arbiter.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to really get really into that. My bigger point was about the currencies anyway. So I want to talk about how inflation actually drives people away from local investment and into large-scale investment.
Okay.
Because the real interest rate is actually negative. You're not actually gaining any – you're losing purchasing power by investing in your local banks, which do – a majority of the investment into small businesses. And so what you have is people, rather than just investing in banks in their town, which they would see the gains from local businesses and new businesses growing, they're forced to invest into the stock market. And then you have stock market bubbles that burst, and it creates a bigger case for them to argue we have to bail this out because their own monetary policy forced people into investing that in the first place.
Not to mention their, you know, the policies, the regulations that say that, well, you know, your 401k can invest in this, and this, and not that, and, you know, they make it very difficult to really invest in anything but mutual funds.
Any other thoughts?
No, that was it. I guess it was just a thought I had, and I didn't think many people had brought it up. I don't know if it's just most people don't think about the real interest rate or...
Yeah, I can't say I really understand, you know, what you're saying that inflation encourages people to buy stocks as opposed to invest in a community bank?
Yeah, so the real invest, because the real interest rate is your interest rate minus inflation. Because that's what your purchasing power is net afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is simple, and Ian's not
it's
getting
over my
it.
Head.
Yeah, really. So let me take a shot at it if I could. The stock market yields better numbers than a bank account does, right?
Okay, maybe.
Generally, that's the case. I mean, the stock market hasn't had downward periods. No, in general, it's going up because it has government welfare.
Yeah. Okay. So as a
inflated.
General rule, the S&P 500 has gone up 10% a year for the last 40 or 50 years.
Right. Okay. So if you're looking at a bank account, you can't get that at a local level.
I see.
If the government allowed the stock market to have its real level of risk, then it would have a higher level of risk as opposed to what it has today, and the reward wouldn't seem quite so rewarding at that point.
Okay,
so people
that.
Would be more likely to put their money into savings accounts or CDs, probably CDs, those are the right things, in their local
safer
businesses. And they may even be inclined to just go with local banks because if all things are the same or even a bank's half a point down from the big bank, some people are going to say, you know what, I want to do business in my local economy. So if all things were the same, people would generally use local banks. And he's absolutely right that this big Federal Reserve system we have takes the money out of the hands of working individuals, out of communities, and puts it in the hands of, well, those in power.
Gotcha. I appreciate that explanation. Thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I'm a little slow sometimes with the money stuff.
Yeah, it's not the easiest stuff.
Like, I'm pretty good at saving my money and not spending a whole bunch of it.
That's about where you end.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. I bought some stocks once when I was younger. I bought a stock and lost all my money. So I was like,
what
screw
stock
this.
Did you buy?
I don't know, some...
Lost
some stock.
All your money? You just picked a stock at, like, it was throwing a dart?
Yeah, I figured it was like gambling.
Well, it is.
Sometimes, yeah, it is.
Lost all your money. Did you go on the pink sheets?
I don't know what all that is, man.
Okay.
I opened up some E-Trade account and bought a stock that somebody recommended. And,
okay.
You know, there,
well, by the time somebody recommends it to you,
it's too
all
late.
The gains have already made.
So yeah, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
We were reading an email.
No, actually, it was a post, a comment over at the Freekeen forum by a young lady who... I'm going out on a limb here and saying she's a communist. I don't know if she would describe herself that way. She might describe herself as a...
anarcho-syndicalist or something like
right,
that.
Right, a supporter of participatory economics. Johnson went and dug this Wikipedia article up because she was talking about how she thought that she wants to build institutions that are participatory and democratic. And we were wondering, well, what does that mean? So according to Wikipedia, participatory economics, often abbreviated PARCON, is an economic system proposed by activist and political theorist Michael Albert and radical economist Robin Hunnell. It uses participatory decision-making as an economic mechanism to guide the production, consumption, and allocation of resources in a given society.
Okay, so everybody gets to vote on what's consumed? So that means all the ice cream is going to be vanilla. Yum.
Proposed as an alternative to contemporary capitalist market economies and also an alternative to centrally planned socialism or coordinatorism, it is described as an anarchistic economic vision and could be considered a form of socialism under PARCON, the means of production are owned by the workers. The underlying values that Parcon seeks to implement are equity, solidarity.
Yeah, the means of production under socialism are not owned by the workers. They're owned by the government. The workers may fancy themselves as part of the government. They're not any more than we are today.
The underlying values are equity, solidarity, diversity, workers' self-management, and efficiency. It proposes.
I'm for all those things.
Yeah, I don't see how you can have efficiency when everyone's voting on what to do.
Oh, I'm for all those things. I'm not for the solutions.
Yeah.
Well, in a socialist setup like that, how are you even going to figure out what you need to produce? You don't have any price signals.
We don't worry about real economics when we're talking about Parcon.
Everyone will vote, Sean. Everyone will vote on what they should produce, and everyone will be given what they need. It's a gift economy, so as she described earlier.
Yeah, every time this has been tried, it's fallen flat on its face.
Just hasn't been done right. They need the right people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we need to try it again, only harder this time.
Yeah. So anyway, let me get back to her email here. She says, or her blog post, she says, the best modern example, sorry, she goes back to the market economy will be replaced with a gift economy based on people's needs instead of trying to sell them useless crap. Rent, private property, not intended for active personal use, usury, etc., would be abolished as well. So they would be abolishing rent. They would be abolishing private property. They would be abolishing.
You know what rent does? It makes it so that people want to build more houses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so. That's the thing. I built my own house. Well, I had some help, but I mean, I drove nails in myself. I worked on this thing on a daily, at least a weekly basis. If I wasn't out there every day, I was out there several times a week. I was built in the middle of winter. I built my house. Now, with the, I might very well choose to build another house, and if I did so, I'd rent one of them out.
Mm-hmm.
So, why would I build another house if I wasn't going to be able to rent that house?
Someone needs it.
Right. Well, that person could go out and build their own damn house then. And if they could build their own house, they wouldn't be renting mine. Do you understand how silly this is?
Yeah, it is really. I mean, people call us utopian, right? People talk about how we're utopian because
we have solutions. We can talk about real solutions in real life and give examples. We do it every single night. Like I said, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Please do Commie Talk Live. I would love to call in.
Well, we would love to hear from you. I mean, if you want to
call in here too, with ideas of communism, because they don't, they won't fly.
It's rare that we get those calls. We've had commies call the show, and it's been an interesting discussion that usually gets fairly intricate, detailed, but it's rare that it occurs. 800-259-9231, because the ideas really can't hold up to logic and morality. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. A little bit more from our commie commenter here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.